Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
We need to have some more Rat Woman and Girl Potato doing some new excursions around Black Metropolis.
Okay.
Some sort of like shopping or crime or some other trash can caper.
Okay.
What do you think would be a good caper for them? Oh, well, we could actually add Scraggly and Emaciated. We can start with the Scraggly and Emaciated plot now.
Okay.
So, Scraggly and Emaciated, we decided, are two private eyes that are hot on Rat Woman's trail. They've known Rat Woman for years, right? They've known about her notoriousness.
Yeah.
And she knows about them, but she doesn't really think that they're ever, you know, she doesn't think much about it. She's too busy doing her kombucha, dumpster kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think, so, Scraggly and Emaciated, this duo, they come from America, or you think Britain?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. No, they're local, so to speak,
Are they lesbians?
Probably. But, you know, certainly they're like a couple. Like, yeah. You know, they, of course, they fight just like Rat Woman and Girl Potato.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're definitely, it's like Cagney and Lacey, for
yeah.
sure.
You know, yeah, Cagney and Lacey. Are they alcoholics? No, are they, are they totally? I think one of them is Scraggly's an alcoholic.
Okay.
And she battles with some sort of physical ailment, some sort of feminine problem.
Okay.
And they're human. Yeah. They're human, right?
Well, right. I mean, so I'm still trying to figure out. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine them as animals, but they could be. I don't know, because I just don't.
Well, we can make
it's them. It's hard to imagine, you know, like homeless animal pushing a shopping cart. Yeah. I don't know.
I think
they could
be like a badger and a platypus or something.
I guess.
A platypus or a mole. Moles. I hate moles. They're so gross. A mole.
I love moles. I think moles are really cute. But,
they're,
you know,
disgusting.
They can be
Are you serious?
Yeah, moles are really cute. You ever seen a star-nosed mole? They're cute.
It's so disgusting. Their nose is going to throw up. Your star-nosed mole, you think it's cute?
Yeah.
Its nose is disgusting.
No.
Oh my god, looks like he's got warts and weird shit over. Oh god, no! And they're like, they look like rats. They're, oh god, no. I think that Scraggly makes it, they should be like, some sort of, if they are animals, they should be some sort of like, scraggly looking animal. I can't think of a scraggly looking animal. It's weird.
If they're all. I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how to populate this universe. Like, you know, for example, we have these characters that to me are human, but I guess they don't have to be. You know, like Nigella or whatever, Shigella.
Shigella Lawson.
Yeah, even Yersinia Pestis. She's a human, is she not?
Well, no, she's not. Yersinia Pestis is a villainess, and she is a very skinny. Is she like a praying mantis or something, maybe? Or
oh, that's interesting. She could be insect. I mean, I just picture her with this mask on, so it's not ever even like, you know,
you
what she is.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Mask and a robe.
Yeah, yeah, mask, you know. And robe. And she's, and she has no, she is a single entity within herself. She has no husband, she has no children, she has no.
No, I know. She's kind of a mystery character, but yeah. I don't see her as an animal necessarily. I see her with masks and stuff like that. But with Scraggly and Emaciated, I don't know. I guess, you know, they're covered up in so many layers of trench coats and clothes that it might be impossible to see what they are anyway.
Yeah.
So that you could get away with not really identifying what they are. But with the fucking food bitches, they seem human to me. I don't know. But they could be something else. I don't know. I mean, give me some ideas.
The food bitches, Shigella Lawson and Giardia De Laurentiis are, they should definitely be, say, human.
Okay.
And they, is it Oscar De Laurentiis' daughter?
It's Dino, the director.
Oh, Dino the director De Laurentiis. I thought it was Oscar De Laurentiis.
No, it's De Laurentiis.
Oh, De Laurentiis. So what has he directed?
Oh, I don't know. I think like not Legend. What's it
Legend.
Called? One with Tim Curry as Satan. I really like that movie.
He made that movie? I love that movie.
I think he did. I don't know. Why, look it up.
So
both of them. I mean, here's the thing with both of them. They're both fucking. The only reason they ever got on TV is that they're the daughters of rich fuckers, right?
Yeah.
So she's Giardia's the daughter of a director or something like that, and. But otherwise, she's done nothing on her own in her life. Zero.
I want Giardia to be a high honor student of what's his name? What's the guy we hate so much? The gross, crabby chef, the English.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay should be a gourd. He should be a gourd with like bumps all over.
Those really warty gourds.
Yeah.
Those square metal ones you can't eat, they're inedible, but you know what I'm talking about. Yes. He looks like that. He actually does. He's got all these
fucked
up. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, he's disgusting, like a Halloween gourd.
You're the ones you can't eat. You just buy them to put on the table.
Yeah.
And they're like knobbly and all fucked up looking. Yes.
That's Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, he is Gordon a gourd. Giardia Jones is a high honor student of his classes. She's made all kinds of lovely dishes like
tuna chiffon pie,
crab rangoon. Warm
clamato with whipped cream and candy sprinkles.
Warm clamato what?
With whipped cream and candy sprinkles on top.
Disgusting. Gross. Disgusting. With the clamato. So gross. Warm clamato.
Yes, big dollop of marshmallows.
A big dollop of creme fraiche and
candy sprinkles.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then the Shigella Lawson, she's got.
She's got, you know, I mean, actually, you don't even have to invent anything because British food is so fucking disgusting.
Well, you know, you get spotted dick.
They have something called spotted dick, and they have pies made out of lard, you know, lard.
You know,
Violet crumble. Have you ever had that?
No,
that shit is so vile.
It's
their idea of a candy bar. It's like, what the fuck is this?
I think I've had it before. They're disgusting. They're like a candy bar, but they're violet. And then she's like, violets? They're disgusting. It's like opening up by the crumble. Who the fuck with these that shit?
British people. There's something wrong with them. They're mutants. Okay.
You know how you get Shigella, right? From eating assholes.
Among other things, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, you get it. You get a lot of it from eating assholes. And you also get a green fur, like furry green film on your tongue.
Oh, perfect. Well, let's see, you know, because I can envision her now, you know, yeah. Furry tongue.
She's got a green tongue, where she's got, it smells really bad. So nobody can,
Okay, here. What we can do with the humans then, you know, if we don't want anybody to be completely human, they can be kind of mutants, you know, they can be like humanoid, but have other, you know, they might have some kind of animal characteristics or, you know, whatever, if we want to keep it consistent. I don't know, I still haven't figured it out, like, because a rat woman's definitely a rat, but she's also a woman, like, she's totally picture her.
Somebody had a question about how she's been able to live through these hundreds of thousands of years. Or at least 100 years. What is her super?
Well, we talked about it before, but I forgot too. I thought you wrote it down.
Maybe a witch put a spell on her, or
no? It's what the fuck? How did that? No, Yersinia Pestis has been around for years.
I thought about movement. Because we've been around since the plague and stuff.
That's right. She must have been. Yeah. How did we figure that out? Yeah, I don't remember.
She's
been around. Yeah, right.
Maybe she could have like been part of the Ark of the Covenant and fucking at Ark of the Covenant. She has the powers of all the stars or whatever. I don't know. The Ark of the Covenant had a rat family living underneath the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, why not? I think it's perfect. She was following around the tribes of Israel as they're wandering around in the fucking desert. Totally lost for 40 years and didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
She fell into the Ark of the Covenant. She like totally got like the powers of the Ark of the Covenant. She like freaked out. And then,
yeah, she lived in Moses' tent. She's like, I hate this fucking guy. Fucking hate this guy. Such an asshole. You leave people around in the desert. Yeah. There's no water. There's no food. No water.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Charlton
Heston,
fucking idiot.
And she's like, there's no food for her. They don't have any food to eat because they have nothing to eat.
I don't know, because he had some fucking idea that he talked to God. Yeah. Like, right, dude. No, you just led us out to the middle of the fucking desert. Fuck you.
So she follows into the Ark of the Covenant and gets those powers. And by those powers, she lives through hundreds of years.
Well, we had this figured out. We actually had this whole improv thing, and it had to do with, I think I even came up with it, and I can't fucking remember the logic behind it now.
Maybe.
I guess it'll come at some point, but yeah, we did say that.
Yeah.
That was great. We said that they're like immortal, basically.
Yeah, she's immortal,
She's more than a Batman superhero. She's like a, you know, godlike superhero.
Yeah, godlike superhero. Yeah, she's got powers of the mega rat or whatever. I like to have a part with Rat Woman eating her own children.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's like you know, she's going through the whole, what was it, what do you call those children, similamide, or?
Children of what?
The similamide, what's it called?
What is
it? Similamide,
it's a certain sort of
poison they had. And it affected all these children, mothers that had children.
Thalidomide,
yes. So she has a couple of thalidomide litters. Where the doctor goes, let's give her a moment, and they close the curtain, and you see this big shadow of this big mouth eating her children. Yeah, she has this litter of thalidomide children, whatever. And she. And they say, let's give her a moment, because they're all shocked and disgusted with whatever came out of her. And she's like all... this big like shadow comes up, and, you know, from behind the curtain, you see this big mouth. Just shoving all these children, these little pieces of body parts in her mouth. And she eats them all. Just bones flying everywhere. And so she chooses from then on not to have any sort of... she gets this whole lesbian sort of like... dominatrix thing from. She really hates, she doesn't like other rat men or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her. How do you say it? Formaldehyde? What? Formaldehyde?
Thalidomide.
Yes.
Thalidomide.
What is thalidomide? What is that?
It's a drug that they gave women to help them get through childbirth,
uh-huh.
the pain of childbirth, right? So it sort of put them out, uh-huh. but it also obviously really fucked up. I'm pretty sure that's what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty
good, yeah.
So it was meant to be like an anesthetic.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe she uses this in her mind. How she gets bad litter is because she uses it in her beginning versions of her kombucha. It's like an
so that's the magic drug.
It's like an ingredient. Yeah, it's like an ingredient. And it turns out that she tries it herself. She has like two or three litters of thalidomide babies and eats them all. So she doesn't like. She doesn't use anything chemical in her kombucha now. It has to be all natural, all rotten,
okay.
all vegan or whatever. Because she has a bad experience. She's really anti-fucking chemical shit.
What? Right here, it's telling me that thalidomide was used to treat and prevent, or is used, to prevent leprosy. What?
Leprosy comes from rats?
Yeah. Wow.
Leprosy, does it come from rats?
No, but you know who carries leprosy, which I thought was really interesting, but also kind of sad, because I happen to really like them a lot, is... armadillos.
Ew, gross.
After they carry leprosy. I love armadillos, but anyway, but they apparently...
Would you eat one?
You don't want to have one for a pet because they naturally carry leprosy.
Would you eat an armadillo?
Eat? No, why? Yeah. No, I would have one for a pet.
But people eat them.
One? Why would I eat one?
I don't know.
I don't eat other animals.
Do people eat them?
I don't know. People eat everything, but I don't.
But they're hairy little bodies. They're disgusting looking. They're so gross. And they're so useless.
No, they're not.
They're these armored, like, rats.
I don't know. I like them.
You do? I think they're ugly looking. God, they're so fucking ugly, man. God damn it. And so they're hairy. They're always being run over. They always run over on the road in Texas. They're always splattered all over the road.
Well, it's because everybody in Texas drives drunk.
Really? Hitting armadillos?
Yeah, with guns. Fuck Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Fuck people. You've been there, haven't you?
Just to Austin, but that was enough. You know, even flying over Texas is fucking painfully boring.
Really?
Just literally flying over it to Austin. Yeah. It's like you have to spend, it felt like 2 hours flying over just endless oil fields. It's ugly
really?
From the air. It's, you know, I don't even like, I mean, Austin was just okay. Just okay.
What?
Just, you know, like, I was okay there for, like, a week, and then I was like, no, I never need to come back here again.
Really?
Nope. Fuck Texas. Burn it down. Give it back to Mexico.
Really? Burn it down. You don't like Texas, right? No, it's not pretty either, is it?
It's ugly as shit. It's flat and
hot,
fucking
hot.
Boring and, ugh, no.
The people there are kind of cute. The people are kind of cute. No.
People, I don't know. I read it.
Was it hot?
I wouldn't say so, necessarily.
It was hot.
Anyway.
Hey, so.
Oh, yes, it was a sedative drug in the 50s. Right. So that's. Yeah. So they gave it. Or maybe they gave it to women to prevent morning sickness. It was just something really, like, they didn't fucking think it through. Let's see. Yeah. That was it.
Was it the 50s or 60s or what was it?
The 50s.
So let's have her have a big boob on.
50s through the 60s, I think.
Let's have a brat woman have that time period have a big boob on.
Right.
Boob on hairdo. And she's like, she smokes cigarettes, stressed out.
Of course.
Yeah, she's premature children. Premature
babies, yeah, all that.
Yeah, premature children. Mm-hmm. Premature babies. Not premature babies. A lot of TV dinners. You know.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
And you know, she's got this terrible husband. Or no, she who impregnates her? I don't know, I spend much time on her babies, but I just want to get that one scene in where she eats her children, and that's why she's so
okay.
mad
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no.
Mad
about,
yeah.
I haven't figured out about you know like who would be.
Who would be your husband?
Yeah, Because I don't really see her as being, even in the 50s, as being particularly domestic or anything.
No.
Doesn't seem like her. Well, it doesn't really seem like her character, right?
Oh, I think that she's trying to fit in because she's got all these hundreds of years, she's got to fit in.
That's right. Okay, right.
She's got to act like
Kind of
it.
like Miss Scott or whatever.
Yeah.
She's got to keep reinventing herself,
Yeah,
right?
reinvent herself. Yeah, and but in the 70s, really, she takes off in her.
Well, of course, because like she could be totally liberated and
Yeah,
badass.
and her Cherokee heels, and her Cherokee heels, and her no bra, her six nipples, and
Yeah, or halter top with the six,
boob cup,
little pouches
the
over her.
pouches for her boobs. As there goes. So last time we
And
had
her
to offer
Gloria
her.
Vanderbilt, Gloria Vanderbilt jeans
Yeah,
or
Gloria Vanderbilt
Calvin
jeans
Klein.
or Chemin de Fers.
Yes, yeah.
Chemin de Fers jeans. And she's living it up. She's into disco. She's into.
Yeah, Studio 54,
Yeah,
totally.
job is living cocaine.
No, a lot. She can
She
do
does a
a
lot of
lot of
cocaine.
everything.
She does a
Of
lot of
course, of
cocaine.
course.
Yeah.
Why not? She's super. She's
Yeah.
a superhero. Doing all the drugs she wants, right?
Yeah, she's doing a lot of cocaine, doing a lot of quaaludes.
Yes,
Yeah,
definitely,
she's doing
definitely.
quaaludes, and she this is where she meets Girl Potato, or no? I think she meets Girl Potato in the 80s.
Yeah, a little later, because, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, or she can grow her. I know Girl Potato has to have her own history. She Girl Potato is not
Well, she
grown.
does. She already does have her own
Yeah,
history.
she's just a she's a regular spud. Or no, she's a she's royalty. She's royalty tuber from Chechnya. But when she defects here, on a barge or whatever, a diaper barge or whatever, she defects here with a rat woman who turns her into basically or gives her an alias passport of just being a regular tuber, American spud, not like
Well,
Peruvian.
wait a minute. What about? No, I thought she was this kind of like privileged. I mean, I know we came up with Chechnya, but that came after
Yeah.
the origin story where she came. She's literally from
Idaho.
Idaho, from
Idaho.
this kind of like completely, white potato family. I mean, they're not even like Russian potatoes. Although, I mean, that's that connection with Chechnya is the Russian connection. We'll get to that later. But basically, as far as we know, when we meet her. She's all Idaho, pure like American white
American white,
potato,
yeah, potato.
Peruvian purple potato. She's like, and then of course she rebels and she runs away or rolls away from home.
Rolls away from home, rolls away, and
Doesn't really have legs, so
rolls to the feet of Rat Woman.
yeah,
Rolls to the feet of
somehow.
her.
Or yeah, I mean she gets on, like one of those trained, like a hobo or whatever. She ends up rolling and ending up on one of these freight trains and
Yeah.
ends up, somehow and rolling off in Black Metropolis.
Yeah, rolling back from
And
trouble.
she just wants to get away from her conservative religious
Yeah,
fucking
background.
white Aryan resistance,
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
potato
yeah.
resistance parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
And her
probably
parents.
like Mormons
Yeah,
also. They've got to be like
her parents are
Mormons.
potatoes, though? Yeah, are they humans?
What's that?
Her parents are
Well,
potatoes.
they're potatoes. No, she's definitely, they're potatoes.
Yeah.
They're potatoes. They're like, potato head. Like they can have feet and hands, but they're basically potatoes,
Yeah,
for
it was,
sure.
yeah,
Yeah, they're
and
potatoes.
and they have a potato field, or they make money.
Well, I think they're like the ruling, in their little field in Idaho where they come from. I mean, they're like the ruling
Spud.
species of potatoes in that monoculture of potatoes in Idaho. But they're, so they deny that they're actually related to, those dirty potatoes from Peru or anything
Yeah.
like that. Never mind,
The
But then
purple.
they're the Russian potato cousins. So I think that's where we came.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was, because in Russia there's also like other tubers,
Like
yeah,
beet
or other fruit vegetables.
like
Well, like
beets.
beets and stuff, right? But
Yeah.
I think no, because no, Russian. There was a connection with Russia. I just can't remember how we made that happen,
Yeah.
but the
She got
Chechenian
some
Russian
Russian
potato.
royalty.
Oh, maybe what happens actually, the Chechenian connection might be that when Girl Potato rolls into town, so to speak, you know, she ends up somehow on the subway and she's in like Brighton Beach or somewhere, you know, it's like full Russian population.
Yeah.
And they sort of take her in.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe Ratwoman rescues her from the Russian
Chechenian the mob or whatever.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because they're just going to sell her into, you know,
it's some white slavery, some white spud. Exactly. White spud. Some white spud slavery.
White spud trafficking.
Yeah, trafficking. She's a Russian whore.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, she's got to do like weird, like you know, a buy, sell, trade clothing shit. Like,
right.
Yeah. She's got a little, she's got a little thrift store or something, I don't know.
Yeah, so
illegal marketing. Or just
so that could be another battle that you know, maybe the first battle that Rat Woman has.
Yeah.
Is he like
With the Russian mob, yeah.
Really, you know, Girl Potato's actually kind of obnoxious, but you know, she feels like she needs to rescue her from these the Russian mob.
A Russian mob wants to turn her into a white slavery spud.
Yes.
Yeah. And possibly,
and he can serve as like a, you know, a hostess at some really crappy Russian club,
or discotheque. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. So we got another episode there. So, and also, back to Shigella Lawson and Giardia De Laurentiis, and Gordon Ramsay, the Gord, the disgusting Gord. Ratwoman wants to, she's trying to sell her kombucha. Because it's a big hit in Los Angeles. I mean, and Black Metropolis. Oh, it's always a big hit all over the country. But especially in Black Metropolis. She ends up going...
Well, it's a big underground hit. So it's the kind of thing that, like, kids at clubs, like, nowadays, like smart they're going to go all about the kombucha. Not about the cocaine, it's about the kombucha.
Yeah,
kombucha. You know,
the thalidomide,
whatever's in
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the last episode she got in the big... She asked... she went to Porsche Monkey Flats, where they all... or she was trying to borrow money, and she ends up getting a big fight, bloody fight scene, ghetto. Even though Porsche Monkey Flats is not a ghetto, it's a 90210 zip code basically. But she,
right. So it's Porsche Monkey.
Yeah, Porsche Monkey. Yeah, like, Porsche Monkey. Yeah, Porsche Monkey Flats. I think the person Porsche Monkey Flats should be an actual monkey, the kingpin.
Okay.
Yeah, kingpin. Be some monkey, and she gets, she breaks off with the money. She basically kicks everybody's ass. She gets some money. She invests more time in her kombucha or whatever. Meanwhile, she's kind of like keeping. See, I keep thinking they have an office or something like that, or their hideout is in the sewer, but.
What? Who? Ratwoman? Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Yeah, it would make sense.
It's in the sewer with Girl Potato. Because it's moist down there.
Yeah, or in the subway.
In the subway, yeah.
You know, whatever, something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, she joins an online Gordon Ramsay, what do you call it, sweepstakes or whatever, like, she could join his class, and she presents her kombucha, where he immediately says, what? You know, he says, this is the most disgusting shit. You know, it's something he always says, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. People are like, fuck you. He's like, fuck you. It's like, okay, I'm going
to kill you. He's so fucking rude. I mean, he's so fucking rude to everybody.
He's not that talented.
He's all,
you know, it's okay to be that rude if you're that ugly and not very talented.
I know, yeah. So he's like, yeah, so he's fucking, she's crushed. He's absolutely crushed by it. Because she presents her kombucha, which nobody's ever done before, because it's a fermented kind of weird drink. He immediately spits it out all over her and all, everybody else, and tells her that she is the bottom of the class, and she'll always be the bottom of the class, and she's being nobody, and you know, don't bother trying to figure out a new recipe because it's all shit. And she wants to claw his face off, but she doesn't. She decides to go back to her sewer, where she takes it out on Girl Potato. screaming in her underwear again. Screaming Gil Potato in her underwear. Because Gil Potato has nothing to do with her bad grades or anything. In fact, Gil Potato's trying to make really good suggestions for her ingredients, and Batwoman doesn't really seem to listen because she's kind of full of herself. Meanwhile, the whole time working with that, I think working with her slight hoarding disease, because in her sewer she's got like piles and piles of useless electronics and shit, you know, useless remote controls and stuff like that. That's like her console when she can't figure stuff out. She goes and she just dives into a big pile of useless, you know, electronics and shit, and kind of eases her mind, or her looking through each little fucking taped up, broken down remote control and shit like that. You know what I mean? And the guy who sells all these products is a cockroach, I think. He should be cockroach.
Okay, all right.
He's just like, they're always bartering and trying to, you know, like, remember that Second Chance resale back home, that store? Second Chance. Remember the guy who ran it, Matt Alvarado's grandpa? The old man.
Who's grandpa?
It was Matt Alvarado.
I don't know who Matt Alvarado is.
He's a cute guy. Anyways, but did you ever see the old man that ran it? He's like a weird old man. He's like a weird mustache. Second Chance. Well, he's like the cockroach.
Wait, am I thinking of the right place? Where is it? It's in PG.
PG.
But like downtown PG?
Downtown. On Forest Avenue or something like that. Below the market.
Oh, right. Second Chance. I think you know that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Remember him? Yeah. That's Matt's grandpa. Yeah, him. Second Chance. He was in a weird store, wasn't it?
I love that store.
Yeah.
I love all thrift stores. It's one of the few really good things about Pacific Grove are the thrift stores.
Yeah, thrift stores, I know. I used to rob them all the time. It's terrible.
It's so cheap, you didn't need to. But
I know, but I didn't care. I did anyways. I get some really fabulous outfits there. Some really cool. It's some shit you never find, even in San Francisco.
Oh, me too.
Even San Francisco.
I don't know. And you know where I got the best shit, and I still have some of it because it's so incredibly, you know, like designer shit from the 60s. At the St. Angela's
I love that.
Fuck, some amazing fucking designer 60s op art, you know, suits. And,
yeah, I would love to go back to.
And fuck, man, it was incredible. I don't know who, it's like some Carmel lady that donated the show. Who knows?
But, I know.
You know,
they had some great stuff back home, I know. I wish I could go back there. I bet they still have those rummage sales. I bet they do. They still have them.
They probably do. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, I haven't lived there in 30 years.
Remember across the street from the St. Angelo's church was a weird, like, gully? Like, weird gully? It was like a weird, like, had a big sewer pipe, and me and Burke used to go inside, and we'd crawl all the way to the other end of it, and we'd use the beach. It was a weird, like, gully. Yeah. Remember that area?
You're talking about on the beach side of Central.
Yeah.
Down by
across the street from the church.
Yeah. No, that's a different church.
What church is that? Isn't that St. Angelo's?
St. Angelo's is the big one that's on Lighthouse. It's a big Catholic church. That's the one where you stole the baby Jesus.
Oh, really?
That's St. Angelo's.
Oh, God. Okay, no, I'm talking about the other one.
The other one is the little red church that also has a thrift store, which I like, too. That's closed now, I think. But,
yeah. Remember that little gully area?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
We used to call it, me and Burke used to call it there. It was really, we used to go into that sewer pipe, it was crazy, and end up on the other side, and crawl through all the other side, and come out.
Wasn't there stuff in there?
Yeah, there's like, we used to call it Chudville. No, Chudville is actually next to in the American Tin Cannery. But that was this weird area. That was weird.
Chudville,
yeah. It's Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller. Basically,
what does it stand for?
Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers.
Oh, okay. Chuds. Cool.
Yeah, that was in the American Tin Cannery. That was like on the, near the Marine Hopkins Station area. And there's a little part you can go back behind it. It was like this weird, like, oh God, it was some weird place we found. But the gully area, the weird gully thing, there's an old house there, like down to the left side, that was never ever, nobody was ever in it. It's like a big yellow house. It was abandoned. God, I can't believe we used to go in there and just hang out in this weird house.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nobody. It was totally haunted, weird. Hmm. But one time we were walking home from school and this guy was masturbating in the gully.
Ew.
Jennifer was like, ew. She's like, ew, yeah. And I was like, what? You can see there on the pipe, you know, the part of the broken sewer pipe is masturbating. And we were like, Jennifer was like, ah. And I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
Did he run away?
No, he didn't run away. He just said they kept masturbating, looking at us.
Oh.
He's a weird black guy. Very strange. Yeah, and we used to go to that pipe. It was weird. That was a weird pipe. It had this weird, like, green air. It was, like, all, like, foresty. It was, like, green. It was, like, the sewage, like, I don't know. It was clean, but it wasn't that clean.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were down at the wharf. The wharf is a weird place, too. That was a weird area. The wharf. The second wharf. Not the first, but the second one.
Commercial pier.
Yeah, the second one. No.
Yeah.
The one that had people fishing off of it. Not the one with the...
Okay, so there are three, actually. There's, like, the Coast Guard Pier, which is on the way to Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay.
And then you have the Fisherman's Wharf Pier, the commercial, you know, like the one with all the
diving
restaurants.
Bells, yeah.
And then the furthest one is the commercial pier, where they actually fish.
That one. Del Monte Beach is there.
Which is
a really scary beach, first of all.
Really? I love that beach. I think it's a great beach.
You like Del Monte Beach? Really?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's nice sand, and it's actually warm over there when it's fucking freezing in PG. It's nice and warm there.
Really?
Yeah.
Del Monte?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a gross beach. But me and Jennifer were frying on acid, and she went into the bathroom, and I didn't go with her into the bathroom, and I was like, because it smelled so bad. And I said, oh, it stinks in there. And she's trying to pee, and this woman's voice. She goes, it's supposed to smell like a woman's bathroom. Jennifer's like, ah! She's some old, like, sea hag. Like, it was like 5 in the morning, like 2 in the morning. She's like, oh, it smells just like a woman's bathroom. Jennifer's like, oh, ah!
Yeah, that was me. No, I'm kidding.
it's a really scary bathroom out there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be funny if that actually was me. The one in the other bathroom.
Yeah. That was, we just go there, and then, remember that, I was just talking about that.
Oh, wait, I have to tell you a story while I'm thinking of it. So, I was with my, okay, you remember there was a restaurant at the top of Holman's?
Yes, the Solarium. The Solarium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it was called the Portofino Cafe or something at one point.
Yeah.
So my best friend Bronwyn was working there, so I went to meet her, and we were fucking hot. We were doing speed, and we were a little bit drunk, whatever, you know. But anyway, so we both go into the bathroom, and we had just seen Blue Velvet, the movie, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're in the bath, we're like giggling, we're in the bathroom, and anyway, in our separate stalls, and she goes, I can't even say it. I mean, because it's still Holman's, right? It's like still a little old lady thing out there. Anyway, so it's like, mommy, baby wants to fuck. I'm like, Bronwyn, she's actually starting to be, and she's all of a sudden like, Bronwyn, look down, and there's like this little old lady that like, in the stall between us, like, oh, I'm freaking out. Like, oh my god, I'm just like dying.
That's hysterical.
Oh my god, traumatized this old woman. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was so fucking wrong. Oh
my god, that's hysterical. Okay, I was gonna say, remember the museum? The Pacific Grove Museum.
Had
Sandy the gray whale.
The dead whale. It just looked like a dead whale. It's like, why did they sculpt it like that? It's just like, oh, just washed up here, dead. Anyway,
remember the big, the giant squid in the jar?
That actually scared me. Yeah. in formaldehyde, so it's kind of rotting in there,
Yeah.
but
I was trying to explain to the boys about how there's giant, there is giant squid somewhere down there. There has to be.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm
and,
sure.
And
Why not?
And they're scary creatures. They're scary.
Oh, yeah, I know. I freaked out my son the other day. We were talking about stuff that, you know, irrational fears that people have, but then
Yeah.
I was like, and then there's stuff you really should be afraid of, like fucking Humboldt squid.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what that one was, right? So they're not the biggest ones, but they are actively seek out and hunt down anything in the water. And if you're in the fucking water, if you're so stupid as to go, like, you know, scuba diving in a full moon in the middle of the night, and they're like, yep. And so there's footage of actually, you know, this Humboldt squid attacking a diver. And imagine this thing, it's like 5 feet long, it's pretty fucking strong, right? Grabbing his face mask, pulling it off, and
Pulling it
then
off.
grabbing and biting his feet and dragging him to the bottom.
Why are they pulling his goddamn mask off? How do they know about that?
Because I don't know, they're pissed off. I don't know. They're cephalopods. They're all fairly smart, right? There's octopus, there's cuttlefish, but then these Humboldt squid are like, they're just really, they hunt in packs. And they're super aggressive. They're really, really aggressive. And their beaks are like the size of your fist.
Oh God.
So they have the beak, and then they have all their eight tentacles all have covered with these barbs. Like these hooks. So when they grab onto you, they actually rip your flesh. So this guy came out and he was literally he was lucky not to die, but you know, like the Mexican fishermen that go out, they're, you know, that happens a lot. They don't come back. You fall over, it's like, oh, fuck it, you're dead. Imagine like a pack of those fucking things.
Attacking you.
Inky black water.
In the water.
Said, what are you doing in there? Don't go in that fucking water. I mean, that's legitimately something to be afraid of. But
And they're fast.
But they're more, oh, God, yeah. Well, imagine. I mean, this is all...
Tentacle.
Yeah.
Yes. Are they giant beaks? A beak?
All cephalopods do. Yeah, that's how they eat. So it's like a parrot beak, but much, much bigger.
We should have a character that's a cephalopod.
That would be awesome, because I love them. I think they're fantastic.
They're very smart.
I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't believe...
Okay, check this out for a second. How about... Because Black Metropolis is not a specific place, so it's a bit New York.
Yeah.
But let's also add in what we know.
Yeah.
You know, so let's add... If we need to add in a bit of San Francisco, we can.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I really would like to add a little bit of, like, okay, it's, you know, like the canneries or something. You know what I mean?
I was just talking about the canneries, how we burnt down the first cannery. That's what became... The Monterey Bay Aquarium site.
What do you mean you burned it down?
Well,
Josh
Prince ate a jar of salsa, is all I remember. Josh Prince ate a jar of salsa we were listening to, he had a circle jerk shirt on, and he said, hey guys, look at this, and we went, what is it? And he's like, bleh, and stuff in his mouth, right? And then we went, oh my God, we turned around, there's a big fire. Somebody lit a fire, like Shane McKenzie lit a fire, or something in the cannery. He lit a fire. Shane McKenzie?
Shane, I don't know who that is.
Shane McKenzie. He lit a fire, and we all ran.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was burned down, and that's how it became the area for the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Wow.
Yeah, Remember those canneries over there?
Oh, yeah. We lived on Cranery Row when we very first moved from San Francisco.
Yeah.
We literally lived on Foam Street. And our, you know, in the back of our house was the train tracks, and this train still ran.
Remember the train tracks? I remember that. I love it.
Remember the train?
Yeah, I love those times.
Yeah, me too. I used to, you know, some parents were hippies, they didn't give a shit or whatever, and we just ran around. By the time I was 2, 3, I was wandering all over down to the beach, collecting beach glass and waving to the guy in the caboose. You know, the train went by, putting pennies on the track.
Yeah. I collected I collected all a bunch of tadpoles.
From where?
From
I never saw any frogs.
In between the tracks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow! So there were frogs there. That's amazing.
So,
I don't remember that.
So the tadpoles. I put them all in a giant bagel bakery. Like round, like bucket thing, whatever, and they all hatched.
Uh-huh.
They all hatched.
Wow!
And there was a gajillion.
Wow.
There was a gajillion frogs all over my. All over the house, all over the windows, everywhere, right? Millions of tiny little frogs. And then they all got burned and fried and fossilized in the sun.
Oh, no. You didn't take them back to where you found them?
No, no. I hatched them. There's billions of them.
That's what I mean. You should have taken them back to where they hatched from and let them find their way to wherever the frogs go.
No, they hatched in the bucket.
Yeah, right. You should have taken them in the bucket and taken them back.
Oh, no. They already became frogs and they hopped out of the bucket. They're all over my yard, all over my house, all over my windows. Crazy.
Aww.
And then they all frogs.
Isn't that sad? I love frogs too.
You know, did I tell you the story about me and my pet duck?
No. No, tell me.
My mom's boyfriend hatched. They came from Lake El Estero.
Mm-hmm.
When they drained the Lake El Estero, they drained it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
We found giant. At the bottom of it, we found giant carp. It was the size of a cat.
Wow.
We saved a couple of those. And we hatched these ducks that were so cute. I mean, you know, the imprint.
Did you save the carp, like, you saved its life?
Yeah, we saved, because it was dying basically at the bottom of the sludge. So we.
Where'd you put it?
Put it in a giant kiddie pool.
Wow, and then what? How long did it live?
And then they died.
Oh.
So me and Jennifer hacked them up. With shovels, we were burying them, giving them a burial, and then me and Jennifer had these two shovels, and we looked at each other, and we looked down at the fish, and we looked back at each other, and we started hacking them open with these fucking shovels. Is that terrible? We started hacking them open, we didn't bury them properly.
How old were you guys?
We were like 11, 12.
Wow, now I'm trying to place where I must have been. So I guess I'd already left. I wasn't in Monterey anymore.
You're gone.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway, okay, so cool.
Yeah,
So anyway, the duck.
And the duck came out.
So you took some eggs.
Yeah. Right. We stole them. I don't know. And the duck imprinted with me.
Aww.
So everywhere I went, the duck followed me. Little furry duck.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. ducks are so cute, right? Little baby ducks are really cute.
What'd you feed it?
I fed a little worm or something like that. And it was in a box next to my bed. And I woke up, I guess in my sleep. I woke up, I said, Where's Baxter? And I sat up and I was sleeping on my stomach. I looked underneath my stomach and guess what? There was a flattened, dead, was a little blood coming out of his abdomen, Baxter duck.
Oh, fuck.
It jumped in my bed because it wanted to be next to me, you know? And I was like, I'm out. You go to sleep, like rolled right over on top of it.
Aww.
And killed Baxter Doug. And I was traumatized. Aww. I was really traumatized after that. So he tried to get us these geese. My sister, these geese.
Geese are mean.
Geese are not. They're disgusting birds. They're shitting everywhere. They're mean. My sister fell off the countertop and died. My mom just got rid of mine. So we had these two other ducks. We had these two other ducks that were not imprinted. They were called Douglas and Fairbanks. And they brought a lot of rats to our house because they lived in a shed. What about ducks, I don't know, debris brings rats. So my mom would let them out every single day to go in the yard. And you could hold them for like 2 seconds. And then they'd be like, quack, quack, quack. They'd want to quack, 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 go away. Go somewhere else. You know, they weren't very friendly. They're friendly, but they weren't, they weren't like imprinted. I mean, the imprint on you is really weird.
Right.
They follow you everywhere. It's really cute.
Well, how long did you have Baxter before?
A couple of days.
Right.
A couple of days, yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
Did you know in that house on Central Avenue, on 10th Street, did you know there's a fairy circle in the yard?
Let's see, 10th?
10th and
Central.
No, 10th Street.
I'm trying to imagine the house.
It's got a triangular window in the front. It's weird. Triangular.
Is it on the beach side or the other
it's
side?
On the beach side. And also, there's a really beautiful blue Victorian at the end of it where the Gustafsons lived. And it's a really beautiful blue Victorian. But on 10th Street, going down towards the beach, is where we lived. And between, what 10th Street? After Central is what street is that? Below, is where the green grass is, the green grass.
It's Ocean View.
Ocean View. Yeah, the green grass is where it's up from there.
Right.
There's a fairy circle in the yard. Isn't that weird? It was an imprinted burn like ring. So we had to put a little house there. It grew mushrooms all the time in the ring.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and so we put a little house there. That house is so
weird.
That's I had some. That's where I think all this paranormal shit began. That's why I put that Venom Welcome to Hell cover on my door and told my mom to get out. The Venom cover is like a gigantic pentagram, goat head. Yeah, goat head pentagram. The most weirdest. That's when I got into the whole Satanic Bible and all that crazy. My girlfriend gave me her cat's head with marbles in its eyes.
What?
The cat fell out the window and it decayed outside her window for a year. Barbie snapped the head off, put marbles in it for my birthday, in the eyeballs. It was like a petrified, with the teeth, you know, you've seen a petrified cat head, a petrified cat before? They're scared, they're weird looking. So this cat, I was like, cool! And she's like, oh, my mom would not go in my room for the life of me. I was like doing, that's why I read the Necronomicon and all that crazy shit. Yeah, where I met Julie Brennan, whom I ended up, I made Barbie have sex with her dad.
What?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would she do that?
I don't know. Her dad was. Is this where we got introduced to freebasing? Julie.
Fuck, how old were you?
We were like 15.
Freebasing when you were 15?
Yeah, we did some freebasing. Yeah, they're smoking crack. But her dad was this disgusting. Okay, Julie Brennan. I think Julie Brennan was in love with me, is what it was. But she introduced me to that Berlin Pleasure Victim album. And she was like, she was a really weird chick, right? She was kind of fat. She loved me and Barbie. And she's the one who brought me the Satanic Bible and all these weird books. And she's like, always, you know, she ended up living in Prunedale in the end. But she'd sit there and smoke like marble lights and just laugh at everything we say, you know. And because we found out later on that she was all coked out because her dad was giving her cocaine.
And you made Barbie sleep with that guy.
So we went over to her dad's house and hit some weird woman from Segovia's in the bathroom. And he kept coming out and going, grabbing his penis, like, you know, just like he had a ball itch or something like that, you know, like, just like, and all coked out. And he's like, and Julie's like, and she's like, Dad, you know, I want to fucking, I need to come to the bathroom and see what's going on. Like, she wanted some coke, you know. And his dad's like, who's your friend, you know, who's your friend? He's a total fucking pervert, right? And I was like, we didn't know what was going on. Like, I'm like, oh, weird. And I was oddly attracted to him in a weird way, but he's disgusting. And Barbie was not. And so Barbie and I had a lot of weird sexual challenges like that. We picked up people at Golden West, like a lot of GIs and stuff like that, had sex with them. Just weird stuff. It was really weird. I don't know if she did it for me or she did it or because I was gay or I don't know what it was. I was sick of having sex with her. I don't know what it was. But Phil Livernoy fell into that category too. Introduced a bunch of weird sexual, Kristen Kelleher, fucking Catherine Henson, weird sexual shit. We had sex with her dad, and she told Julie Brennan that at school, because we were at continuation school, and Julie's like,
wait a minute. So Julia didn't know that you.
No, had sex with her dad. She didn't. She said,
and then you guys told her.
Yeah, she said, you had sex with my dad? She's like, ha, ha. She's like, disgusting, right? She's like, so I can't believe you had sex with my dad. She's like, gross. She's like, laughing at it. So it was funny. Totally disgusting. Because she knew her dad was a total scumbag. And she just went over coke. It was a really, really weird relationship they had. They're like, Dad, you know, just go back in the bathroom with this weird woman from Segovia. Weird. Crackhead.
No, I don't know how any of us grew up. I mean, I'm thinking, this is making me think now about when I was not even 15. So I'm literally in, I'm in third grade. Mm-hmm. Third grade. Robert Downs School. Mm-hmm. And I had this friend named Mandy who lived not far away. And we would go to, you know, hang out at her house because, you know, she just like lived with her dad. I don't know where the mom was. Mm-hmm. And so went over there. There's a few instances that happened there, but the one that sticks in my mind is we walk in the door, after school, and the dad has got his girlfriend like spread eagled on the living room floor in like some kind of fucking futon or whatever,
what?
And is totally giving her head.
Oh my
you
god!
You know, and I didn't even. I was just like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. And Mandy walked right by. She's like, oh, no big deal. We're just gonna go to the kitchen, make a snack.
What?
Yes. Literally, you know, I was like, what am I looking at? But I was just like, okay, I don't know what's happening.
Oh my
you know,
God.
I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with the act, right? But it's like, this was
inappropriate.
You know, like, this was normal in this household for her, just like, and then it's this is also where I would find these little bottles of stuff around, and I'm like, what's this, Mandy? She's like, oh, that's, it was basically amyl nitrate.
Oh, yeah, Barbara.
That all over, just like on the kitchen counter.
Really?
Like, you want some? Yeah. I'm third fucking grade, man.
Yeah,
and then that bitch, though it broke it off between us, other than just generally it being fucking creepy over there, was when one time she's like, so, you should have one of these vitamins. It tastes like strawberries. And I knew, right? Mm-hmm. I like, this is something funky about this. But she was like, you know, daring me to do it, and like an idiot, I was like, okay.
What
was
it?
So I took one. It was niacin.
What?
So, you know, obviously I didn't die, but I thought I was going to, because, you know, you get really hot.
You do?
You've taken niacin before, right? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a B vitamin, but it gets, yeah, you take a strong enough dose and it'll make you feel like you have the worst fever you've ever
really?
Had.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
But I was like, okay, this was, you know, this was like her life. It was like, mm-hmm. her dad is, I think he probably was definitely a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, you know, he's full on having, you know, you know, amyl nitrate fueled sex just in the middle of the living room. You know, like, doesn't even look up when the kid comes in with her friend.
No, yeah.
Like, it's so great. That's like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Timmy Jensen, the one my neighbor was being molested with the gay guy. The mom who was loaded on pills and worked at a community hospital, and the gay roommate that she had that molested Timmy Jensen all the time.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it, or, you know, really weird. More salt on the tater tots, Timmy. I didn't think about the prescription bottles next to her bed, but she was loaded. Her eyes were like rolling around in her head with her long Moore cigarette and her little blanket pulled up over her to her waist, you know, little pills all over, you know, pill blanket. Just like her eyes were rolling around her head. Okay, Ma. You know, from Wisconsin. I hate that accent. Okay, Ma. And he'd make these tater tots for her. And the roommate was this, we broke into his room and we found Stud Farm. And big things of Vaseline and disgusting gay pair of contraband. And we were like looking at it, you know. And and he had one of those dogs that had the breathing problems, you know, like, you know, weird, like,
oh, yeah.
pig dogs, you know. Which I think he was having sex with that dog. I don't know what he was doing with that dog. But yeah, it was something weird was going on with that dog. I don't know what it was. But yeah, and the mom was loaded. Let's see. He's one who left us outside the porno theater, the New Art Theater.
Mm-hmm. I remember it.
Yeah. You kids wait out here. I'll be right back. And I remember we found his amyl nitrate bottle, and we were at 12 or 13, and we were listening to Pointer Sisters' Neutron Dance from the, because the gay guy loves Neutron Dance, loves Pointer Sisters, from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. And I'm just burning, doing a neutron dance.
Yeah.
And we were sniffing these poppers and we were laughing hysterically. Just like, can I stop laughing? We go, oh my God! And he went into, obviously went into, you know, someone stole my brand new Chevrolet, you know, just like that. And Lord have mercy, you know. And then we came out, he's back in the park, he came out of the booth, there's a booth in there or whatever. And he came out of the park, what are you kids doing? Nothing, you know. We that was just a weird friendship we had with him. It was very strange, very weird, strange. Molested. You know, someone's like 8 years old. It's like, or 12 years old. That's like, we should. I think how inappropriate some of these parents were. I mean, eating her out like that. I mean, that's crazy.
Just yeah, and I'm like nothing. You know, he didn't even look up when he walked in.
Okay.
It's not even like, you know, like, mm-hmm. what, and she. didn't react either. Just kind of like, oh yeah.
She didn't get,
I just heard my dad.
oh yeah,
I think that was probably the first time I actually met the dad, quite honestly.
yeah, really.
Yeah.
Jennifer had a
Yep.
Jennifer had a neighbor.
Potato fungus, so the Irish one is custom made too. But you know, there's like all these rival potato gangs, definitely, and then the really posh ones, the Kennebunkport potatoes.
They have
But
martinis.
that could be like a million, I mean, many storylines could come from that. You know, she you know, they come to try and rescue her. Actually, her Idaho parents, or Idaho potato parents, actually reach out to have her rescued by some kind of potato cousins somewhere else, right? Like they're gonna come and rescue her from this life of squalor and that woman's underwear. Yeah, definitely. I think it would be a great storyline.
Wait, hold
And actually, oh wait, maybe that's what happens. Maybe the so they reach out to their East Coast posh relatives who hire scraggly and emaciated to find girl potato.
Yes.
Because they're detectives, right? They just don't know. They're not very good detectives. They don't know
You
that
can't
because they
go.
don't ever come to the city
You
anyway.
can't go. Okay, you said you
Why would
can't.
Kennebunkport potatoes ever go to Black Metropolis? They're not going to. But they're like, okay, we'll help you. And then they
So
find some
far.
ad on the telephone pole or whatever. So they call Scraggly and Emaciated to track down Girl Potato.
Okay, so
Yes.
Rat Woman's
Yes.
not, she's not in this issue at all.
Of course she's in the issue. We thought she has Girl Potato. Of course she's in it. I'm just saying
Well, we were
that's
talking
that could
about
be.
we were talking about
How?
we were talking about how what was I saying? We were talking about the legumes and the tubers.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how, what was the name of the dog that's really horny, that rat woman toy?
Estrus. Estrus.
Estrus is a horny dog who rat woman just claws shit in a discotheque, because she's like
Right.
trying, she tried to fuck rat woman. Rat woman's like, fuck
Is
you.
she dragging her butt around the
Well,
dance
she's a
She's dragging
tuber.
her
She
butt around the
makes
dance
sense to
floor.
everybody.
She's dragging her butt
She's
around the
so
dance floor.
trouble.
That's a good one. That's a fucking good one. Estrus is dragging her dirty fucking pussy and butt
Exactly, because
Your
she's an
bulb is
angle
itchy,
lover.
right?
She just grabs onto any leg that she can find. She doesn't care. And she's being dragged around the dance floor.
The
Yeah.
sweat burns, so she's got
Oh
dry
my
grass
God.
stuff, I guess.
So Rat Woman in her halter top with her six titties and her Cherokee heels and her scary tight ass wash jeans decides to beat claw her face off and claw Estrus till she's basically just an organ on the dance floor, which Rat Woman kicks underneath the bar.
Yeah.
And she just Estrus is just basically, it's one episode that just, she didn't last for the whole, novel. Estrus is just
Right,
one little,
right, right.
yeah. Because then when she goes to Porsche Monkey Flats to find the crackhead,
Oh God.
yeah, throughout the whole graphic novel, we got really, what is his dark meatballs and
Did you ever see George's Porch Monkey Watermelons?
no Porsche no I haven't seen that. His boyfriend's got something called Porsche Monkey Watermelons, but this is Porsche Monkey Flats, so we can't
Okay.
actually say Porsche. We can't say Porsche Monkey because it's too racist, right?
I would say. Not
Are
these
you
days.
asking me, or are you
Yeah.
talking to
We were
Dustin?
allowed to, are
Yeah.
we allowed to say Porsche? Okay, so Porsche Monkey Flats is where the crack dealer or whatever, he's a monkey, basically, that's running all, it's 90210 zip code. He's running all the whole whatever kind of rat woman's trying to get some sort of money from him, or the, his gang to try and get money from him so she can do her kombucha, buy her dumpster kombucha that everybody loves, but they won't support her in this, so they decide to, she decides to claw their faces off too, and it's a big heinous, fucking, gun
Kerfuffle.
illicit, bloody battle, where she basically, yeah, right? And then no portion of it. What about his dark meatballs?
Okay, how does this dark meatballs come into it?
I don't know, I think dark meatballs should be like just a flashing billboard in the background with,
Yeah,
one.
exactly. Just like dead clam.
Oh yeah, dead call, dead clam.
Starring
Well, stuck
Nicole
to the shell.
Kidman. Yes, stuck to the shell. Stuck to the shell. It's all stuck to the shell. That's
Nicole Kidman in all her
her Botox, dead clam. Oh my god.
Okay. We were talking about Jordi Laurentiis. Okay.
Right.
It turns out De Laurentiis did that movie. Did the movie called she had a really famous movie.
No, she's not an actress that I know.
Her dad did a very famous movie.
Yeah, her dad. Yeah. So I don't know which one her dad is. There's a couple De Laurentiises, but so might cute. Be Vino De Laurentiis. I don't know. Just look it up. Look it up. Google it. Google her, and I'm sure it'll say which De Laurentiis. But he's a director. So.
So, do you know who Shigala Lawson is? Shigala?
Her dad is some kind of famous, like, politician or lawyer, barrister, or something like that, yeah. You know, in England. So, they're both rich bitches that don't have to do fuck all. They're literally, you know, like, trust fund babies.
Yes.
I do think they spread foodborne disease just because they're not cooks. Like, why the fuck would I trust this fucking bitch who's never lifted a finger in her life to cook me a meal? No. Get away from my food. Gross.
No. Yeah, and same with Gordon Ramsay. I think Gordon Ramsay's probably, like, a nice guy.
I don't think he's a nice guy. I think he's an asshole. He seems like an asshole to me. I don't know, whatever. But, you know, he can be whatever character you want him to be. But I do like that he looks like a Gord, because he does. He's kind of wordy, you know. He's one of those... One of those fucked up ornamental gourds for a head, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so
we established that. Okay, so now what else can we establish here? What's that cool picture? Okay, hold on. Okay, so now we got Porch Monkey Flats. We've got, what is this disgusting picture? Oh my God, I gotta take these pictures and show them to her. What is this disgusting picture right here? Is that immediate?
That's Idi Amin.
That's Idi Amin. Oh my God, Megan, I gotta show you these pictures right now. His boyfriend did these wonderful... Okay, hold on.
He didn't do that. George didn't do those. I found those.
Did you say Idi Amin?
Idi Amin,
yeah. Idi Amin. Hold on. Okay.
I know Idi Amin.
Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. Look at this. Okay, first of all, I can send this picture to you right here. Right here. Check this out. Sending this to you right now.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Where's the woman's black person? The hose. Remember the one Jamie you had?
The hose?
The hose, black person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, here we go.
What?
It said nigger goat. Remember the black person and the little kid? They had the hose.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I gotta send that to you right now.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. Who's one right here? Who's this pig person right here?
The pig person? I think that's Arafat. No, that's not Arafat.
Is it Arafat? Did you get it yet, Megan?
That's not Arafat. Wait. It might be Idi Amin. Idi Amin died. I mean, he's this is back. I don't know. It can't be Idi Amin.
It's not current.
It's not current.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Did you get it yet?
Of course, he wouldn't be holding a stuffed animal, please.
Idi Amin, whatever that is, yeah.
with the pig, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical. So okay, so we got that. Okay, so we've got that down. That episode with the Anthony Bourdain, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got down the trash can capers with Scraggly and Emaciated.
Yeah.
We've got what's your name? You can't say your name. The horny dog.
Yersinia Pestis.
No, not her. The dog, the horny dog that skips her butt across the...
Estrus, yeah.
We got that issue with Estrus. I mean, I don't know.
Estrus is like the kind of dog that Paris Hilton would have in her purse.
Oh, God.
Kind of dog. on the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, clearly. Or maybe she just got lost. Maybe she is Paris Hilton's dog. I don't know.
She got tricked in the limo. She got tricked in the limo.
What is this? Okay, what does it say? White flower? What is this? White? Oh my God, that is Jamie. What is that? Hold on. You gotta see this. This is great. Wait till you see this. It says white flower. Oh my God, wait till you see this. This is crazy. Hold on a second. Wait till you see.
Is that Gaddafi?
No.
Gaddafi. Hold on. This says white flower. This is great. Did I get it?
No, I just have the one of Gaddafi.
Hold on. Who's Gaddafi? What does he do now? What did Gaddafi do?
He's a dictator.
What did he do?
He's a dictator?
Libya, they killed him. Okay, what? I beautiful shit was this? Wait a minute. Sorry, I'm trying to enlarge the picture so I can see it. Oh, it's Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, here. White flag. Oh. That's wrong. Oh, my God.
That's a great one. White flower. Where's the one with the hose and the black person?
I'm finding it.
Well, that's a good one. White flower. He's genius. White flower. That's just like, okay. We can have that in the background. A white flower thing. Like during her episode with Anthony Bourdain and Gordon Ramsay, we have this thing that says white flower in the background. Like another billboard that says white flower, you know, right behind.
Well, that would see white flour, that's rolled potatoes' parents come from white flour country.
Okay, totally.
Idaho, it's the white Aryan resistance homeland, so yeah.
we should have it as like a little subliminal thing in the background, like Porsche Monkey Flats.
Yeah, there'll just be little like ads in the background, you know, whatever, it's a billboard of a street scene, or maybe it's a poster on somebody's wall, or... You know what I mean? So it's incorporated into the.
Oh yeah, it'd be great. It's like her as a teenager. Her as a teenager with all the posters on the wall. It's just white flower in the background. Girl potatoes like, she's like, you know, just like young, like you know, trying to teenage, like you know, her parents are like these terrible, like you know, white supremacists, like.
Right, which is why she rolls away from home. I mean, because she wants to get away from that shit. But she's also totally sheltered, so she doesn't know shit about anything. That's why, you know, Rat Woman. Takes her in, but she also gets super fucking annoyed with her because she's clueless. She's like a, you know, an Idaho Valley girl potato.
And that's why Brad Woman's always screaming into her underwear.
Right.
Talking trash to her like a dominatrix. Like, you use this potato fucking hash brown, you know, burnout fucking. How dare you fucking. And Brigo Potato's like blogging the whole time. That's how it begins. Her blogging. You know, the trash can capers.
Yes. Okay.
It's just,
all right. Like, yeah, that'd be perfect. She'd be blogging from inside the underwear, or from where? I mean, where is she? When she's not in her underwear, does she have a?
She's got.
She has to be out sometime, right? I mean.
Yeah. She's got, you know, but she's got like the whole thing should be her. The graphic novel should base around her and her blog, and then Rat Woman's, you know, and the whole story unfurls from there, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only time she uses her as a weapon is to throw her at other people, her villains or whatever, her enemies. She takes off her underwear and throws her girl potato.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And screams biscuit. Biscuit. It's like her war cry. And girl potato's like no. She hurls her at, you know, whoever you've seen as pestis, whatever. It's like her, you know, her, like, you know, her bomb or whatever.
I really want Rat Woman to throw Girl Potato at fucking, like, Shigella Lawson. I mean, you know what I mean? That's gotta happen. You know, she crashes some food show, some television food, which is where those bitches always show up, right? They're always on TV and, you know.
Okay, hold on. I got another send you right here. This is a great one right here. What do you think of this? As a did I show you? Did you ever see the picture of Rap? Hold on, see the picture of Rap. This is disgusting.
Really, really awful. This is wrong as it gets.
This is wrong.
You guys can't talk over each other because I can't hear it. Are you talking about the one Jennifer drew?
Yeah, with Jennifer drew.
Yeah, I love it. It's fucking genius.
Wait, do you see this one? Are you on a key? See this one? Is that a good picture?
Yeah. I think it's a pointing cross.
Yeah. Wait, do you see this one? Are you ready?
Okay.
I love that one. I used to have a postcard of this too, and I lost it somewhere. What do you think of this one right here? What's it saying?
Still waiting for it.
Oh my god, this is so wrong.
What? No.
See, my mom said the same thing. She's like, that's not funny at all.
You're like, you know what?
It's bad. It's really bad.
She said, no.
Nope.
No. Denied.
I like it.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, you're allowed if you want to, but I don't.
I shouldn't have it.
That's pretty far out there for me.
Okay. Well, I like the white flower. That's good. She's that hard one to swallow right there. There's a hard one to swallow. Bitter pill.
Yeah.
Okay, so now along with the billboards, we got Tuber, like Tuber, the car service, Tuber Eats, or.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, Uber Tuber.
Was that what it say? What does it say? I can't see my eyes. I'm so fucked up. What does it say? White power?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I don't know about that one. This is basically fat. Why is the person black though?
I don't know.
The person's black. Woo! This is crazy. Oh my god. Okay, so wait. Okay, well, I got this. What is that? Prince? What is that? I can't see my eyes.
This is Prince.
I can't understand a fucking thing you're saying. Right now.
But Prince?
Prince. It's Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson. It's Prince. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, he's got some genius shit here. Okay, so I like the white flower thing. We keep that, right?
Well, you know, the other thing, actually, if you wanted to, say, set a scene or a frame in a comic, I think of this in terms of, like, a graphic novel or comic book. So, you know, you see in some scene, you want to establish where you are. If something like that last one was on a billboard in some fucked up Idaho town, I could see that. Or even in Kennebunkport, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you know, sort of a setting a scene, yeah. So that there would be, you know, just you know, because Ratlin is going to go out of her territory to go have solve crimes or whatever, commit crimes other places. So, okay. You know, if you want to set a scene, that's a really good way to do it.
No,
so,
yeah, right.
You know,
yeah, that's a good picture. Okay. It's granted, we're not drawing any of this whole graphic. We're not drawing any of it. We're just talking
he's
about
out
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. But when I talk about it, I'm visualizing it too. So yeah. Whether or not I can actually draw it is the whole other thing.
Yeah.
But that's how I visualize it.
Yeah. You know? So that picture's dead. I wish Jennifer would draw us more. I wish Jennifer would draw us more pictures. But she's like,
she's some talented, but I don't think great. She's motivated to do it.
She needs some drugs.
You know, whatever
drugs.
Money made, whatever.
She needs some drugs. She needs some drugs. She needs some drugs. And she needs, who's that?
That's the man. Remember we did Nico and the Man?
Nico and the Man. Who's
remember?
That?
That's
man.
The man.
That should be her husband.
One day when you came over, this was left in the hallway.
Like, oh my god, would you like, see this? This person.
No, you gotta see the gifts that George did.
Okay, hold on. This guy looks, that looks like Go Potato as possible. Oh, but nobody in this episode's got any sort of, there's no humans there.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
Well, this picture of this guy. But this picture of this guy that this guy was left in the hallway. Yeah. Some nameless guy. Oh my, what is that?
Wait.
And somebody did an album called Nico and the Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, oh my god, what is that? That is so hideous. And basically this is a plain like white looking guy. So we have no what the fuck? We have no humans in this episode. What's that? Fucking Shriner? Is that Shriner hat? Wait, hold on. Is that Russian? Go back. Hold on. I got to see a picture for her. Is that a Russian?
Wait.
You got to go back. What was the Shriner thing you had going, Megan?
Oh, I was just saying that. Yeah. So I'm saying if we're going to have this social media platform, Facebook. There's a lot of different ways you can riff on a Fez. Because so Fez is like, you know, sort of. Like a Turkish man with a mustache would wear a fez, but also Shriner, you know, those weird, you know, it's one of those weird societies like the Masons or whatever. They wear fezes, so.
Illuminati.
You know, there's also Fez in Morocco, and then Doctor Who, one of them wears a fez, whatever. Just saying, so you can do a lot with the notion of it being fez, like the cabal of fez movie.
Yes, the cabal. It doesn't. So, you guys. So Shriner is just a term. These are hysterical. My God, that's Shriner right there. Okay, so check this out. That's hysterical. Oh my God, I can't get up. I don't think I got a good shot of this. Check this out. So I was talking about the last thing I didn't send you a copy of the last blog we did. I mean, last.
Yeah, you didn't send it to me.
I know because I don't know how to send it to you. But let me say something. Besides Ratwoman, I think what's hysterical is our stories about Monterey. And how the one story about that guy eating the girl out, and you were like, you know, that's just terrible.
Well, it's fine. I'm just saying, you gotta.
I know it's personal.
Tell me if we're recording or
recording something. I mean, yeah, I don't know. You don't have to tell me if you're recording. That's fine. I'm saying if you're going to publish it somewhere, yeah, you need to fucking clear it with me. You do, of course
you do.
Yeah. It's not ready to be published. It's like now we're just putting ideas out there. So some of it, you know, I mean, for us it's fine, and it is funny. Actually, it is funny. I mean, I thought it was funny when I said it, but...
No, it's actually kind of personal because you're talking about, you know, we're talking about childhood molestation and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's fairly funny. It wasn't happening to me, but I had to be there in the room with it, so it's kind of, you know, not great. But anyway, I'm totally down with incorporating shit like that.
No, I'm just saying people were really. I love that picture. Hold on, let me make sure this one. People were really interested. I mean, I played for one person that, you know, I won't say who, but this is a great picture of me. Check it out. I don't know if you see it or not, but. I don't know if you blow this up or not. Check this out. I mean, this is an old
picture. Copy of it if you want.
Can you blow it bigger? Can you send it to me?
I can print it for you.
Which one can you
do? Want me to print it for you?
Yeah, print. Send it to me. Oh, you can print it out. You can print it out for me. So, yeah, one guy came up to me on Polk Street, and I was sitting on the couch, you know. I was just my first Hungry Days, you know. God, I look like total trash here. That's a great album cover.
I used it as an album cover.
That should be an album cover for my album.
I already used it.
You did?
Of course.
Check this out. Wait till you print this out for you. It's a great picture of me on a couch. You guys are going to do my makeup against a brick wall. That's really weird. And the couch is like, I got like kind of mustard yellow, and I'm wearing a total Frankfurter thigh-high fishnets. And I was just like, do my makeup for like the next trip that was going to come by, whatever. And wow, it's like, it's pretty hardcore. I wish you could do a picture closer. Hold on a second. Give me a close picture. I'm trying to get these out. I need a close picture. Ready? There you go. I'm just going to see you right now. Check this out, man.
Okay.
What do you think it is? God, what year is that? What do you think it is? Did you get it?
Not yet.
What do you think of that? Look at that picture.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that an amazing picture?
Hot picture. I love that.
He's hot?
Yeah.
Total trash. That's a great picture, huh?
It is. Fantastic picture.
Yeah, this guy says he's taking pictures of unwanted sofas, and I happen to be sitting on it. I know, it's a good picture. I think we should use that. I think we should use that.
Yeah. Well, it's all kinds of stuff we can use, and I think your idea of maybe doing some kind of collage thing could work, too. Because somehow it needs to be in a visual format. Just a podcast is not good enough. I mean, you know what I mean? These characters, I can see them. I just can't necessarily draw all of them, but I can probably draw the character, but not all the backgrounds and shit. So
you like
somehow
that?
We have to come up with a way to make this visual.
Yeah,
you're
right.
The story itself is good, right? It's great. It's funny, and at the end we describe it well enough so people can visualize it. But it still needs, you know, it needs to be a fucking comic book that instantly is a cult classic, because it would be. It's so fucking deranged.
Yeah,
and
it
crazy
is.
And that it would be good. It's, you know, it's like all the storylines are good. It's funny as shit. So yes, I want to do it. So I tell you what. Let's say five storylines, right? However interconnected, involving these characters, we should start, or I can, whatever, talking to some people who actually can do the visual content part of it. Just say, hey, here's the story. You want to make this into like a comic book or something? You know?
Yeah.
Somebody who knows how to do that, that would be fucking great. Or animator or something. Animation, that's actually even a step more sophisticated than I think we're going to be able to go. But whatever, you know, I just want to see the pictures of this. So, but first, we need some stories. So right now we have the characters, we have actions. Like, we want them to do this, but we don't actually have the, like, the dialogue yet.
No,
so
we don't. I'm thinking that maybe if this doesn't take off, just us talking is pretty hysterical.
Yeah, well, we can do that too. We can keep on doing that. You know, go back, start from the beginning, and well, we kind of did that, I guess. That's the first thing we recorded. I wish we recorded the ones that came before that, because those were really funny. I mean, I don't know. I was crying. I was laughing for it, but whatever.
Anyway.
All right. Let me call you. Well, I'm down with it. Whatever you want to do, fine.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, let me...
And I'm still haunted. This is the thing I'm actually going to draw for you. I'm haunted by this image of, like, this sort of spectral... Well, you know, it's you've seen your past, but once the mask comes off and it's actually
It's praying mantis, but it's RuPaul's face.
It's got RuPaul's face, like, okay.
So that sort of triangular, like really giant eyes, staring eyes, you know, and sort of predatory. And I mean, oh my God! Really, you know, long arms and legs. And I can totally see this. Oh my God!
So you think, you know, you think that you see this passage should be a praying mantis that looks like RuPaul?
Yes, I kind of do now. I don't know why, because it just, like, all of these things do. The image just flashes to me, and then I'm trying for 3 days to get in touch with you so I can tell you about it. But yes, absolutely. You know, so it's like the insect god, that Edward Gorey drawing I said. So that's sort of the premise of this character. Okay. And it's Eusebestus, right? Okay. And her legion of fleas, right?
Her legion of fleas. What is it?
Yersinia pestis is bubonic plague, right? That's actually the scientific name for bubonic plague.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so
anyway, but it's just kind of funny. Legion of fleas would be hilarious, but yeah, I was like, yeah, that sort of praying mantis, that triangular, you know, and that the way she moves her head on her neck.
Yes.
IRL. You know what I mean? She really does that. She has that sort of predatory, like, stick, you know, weird, wiggling her head on the neck thing, and sort of spidery, and you know, initially, I mean, I was just such a huge RuPaul fan, but the more I watched Drag Race, the more I'm like, wow, this is all fake, and it's all about SNL? Getting money.
Did you see SNL?
It's like, she's kind of terrifying.
Did she read to the library?
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the RuPaul? Check it out. It's hysterical. Check out SNL's RuPaul reading the library. Oh my God. Watch it right now. It's
fucking hilarious.
It's hysterical. It's RuPaul. He's RuPaul. What's it called? SNL reading?
It's just RuPaul,
SNL RuPaul in the library. Yeah, look it up right now because I have to go pee real fast and I'll call you back. But look up SNL's. Did you get the pictures I sent you right now? Just check this out.
Okay, I'll check it out. I have to actually charge my phone too. Tell
me these pictures right now. What do you think? Okay. All right, bye. She is hysterical.
She's
right. Yeah, she's my... Okay, so anyways, her brother...